29 years in captivity. The four Iranian diplomats were kidnapped on July 4, 1982 in northern Lebanon and then transferred to Israel. In a ceremony to mark the 29th anniversary of their abduction, Iran's Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Saleh said his country has evidence that the four Iranian diplomats are still alive and in Israeli jails. Addressing a group of foreign ambassadors to Tehran, Iran's Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi has called on Lebanon to establish a legal team to pursue the case of the four Iranian diplomats.
The Islamic Republic of Iran asks Lebanon's Prime Minister Najib Mikati and Foreign Minister Adnan Mansour to form a joint committee in order to reach timely results on the fate of the diplomats.
Salehi further called on the United Nations to intensify its efforts in pursuing the case of the four missing Iranians.
For the first time, Iran will set up a legal committee in Lebanon comprising prominent Lebanese lawyers to make a comprehensive legal case in this regard. Our goal is not to blame or accuse anyone inside Lebanon. All we want to do is to bring the four diplomats back home. Therefore, we ask anyone who may have information about our diplomats to cooperate with the legal committee.
The families of the diplomats, like Iranian officials, believe that more than Lebanon, Israel should be held accountable for the abduction.
Because after abduction, they've been transferred to and jailed in Israel. We mainly hold Israel accountable. We criticize international organizations and Western countries which claim to defend human rights for adopting silence for 29 years and have done nothing to secure their release.
The four Iranian diplomats are not the only Iranians abducted in the past couple of years. Alireza Askari, Iran's former deputy defense minister, is one of them. Askari was kidnapped in Turkey in early 2007, and he's still missing. In the past 29 years, different Lebanese governments have come to power, but the fate of the Iranian diplomats has remained unclear. Now the question remains to be answered whether the new Lebanese government can change their fate. Salman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.